Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe uses today's independence celebrations to appeal for peace in the country ahead of crucial polls to end the shaky government of national unity.
As we celebrate our 33rd Independence Day anniversary, let us take time to reflect on the need for full commitment to Zimbabwe and gear ourselves towards holding peaceful, harmonized elections this year.
Manicaland Provincial Governor Chris Mushowe says the top ZANU-PF leadership, in particular President Mugabe, should intervene and bring factionalism to an end in the province, saying it is tearing the party apart as elections draw close.
I hope that the leadership of President Mugabe and the presidium will, when they decide on how Manicaland should be amended, will take decisions that will save not only Manicaland but the entire country.
And the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai fails to select candidates to represent four constituencies in Masvingo province, resulting in a call for fresh applications under less stringent conditions.
Zimbabwe today marked 33 years of self-rule, with President Robert Mugabe calling for peace ahead of forthcoming crucial general elections and the unconditional removal of sanctions imposed on him and some senior ZANU-PF officials by the West. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Officiating at the 33rd Independence Celebrations held at the National Sports Stadium in Harare today, President Mugabe called for political parties to campaign peacefully ahead of elections expected to be held sometime this year.
As we celebrate our 33rd Independence Day anniversary, let us take time to reflect on the need for full commitment to Zimbabwe and gear ourselves towards holding peaceful, harmonized elections this year. I urge all our people to replicate the peaceful and tranquil atmosphere that characterized our referendum, and thus shun all forms of hate and violence.
As fresh polls draw nearer, Mr. Mugabe said individuals seeking to represent their respective parties in constituency elections should desist from violence. He urged local structures of political parties to promote peace. The head of state also urged the police to ensure that all perpetrators of political violence should be brought to book, adding that Zimbabwe should not be known for a culture of violence during election times. Turning to re-engagement talks between Zimbabwe and the West, Mr. Mugabe said countries that imposed sanctions on him and some senior ZANU-PF officials should unconditionally lift those restrictive measures if the negotiations are to be deemed successful. The European Union and some countries such as Britain, Australia, New Zealand and the United States imposed the sanctions on Mr. Mugabe and his inner circle in 2002 for alleged human rights violations and election rigging.
Zimbabwe welcomes the re-engagement efforts that were recently initiated by Britain and the European Union, and now recently also by the United States. And we hope that these efforts will lead to the unconditional lifting of illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe.
The president commended the security forces for ensuring peace in the country and urged them to remain steadfast in their defense of the country's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Although many Zimbabweans welcomed Mr. Mugabe's remarks today, some, like Kuwadzana resident Chenai Rinyowa, say that 33 years of independence are meaningless if citizens continue to be subjected to arbitrary arrests and unemployment, among other issues.
We have now 33 years in Zimbabwe, but there is no jobs, there is no peace in Zimbabwe, so there is nothing to celebrate.
Zimbabwe attained its independence from British colonial rule on 18 April 1980 after a protracted liberation war. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and his deputy Arthur Mutambara attended the main celebrations, while the leader of the smaller MDC formation, Industry Minister Walshman Ncube, was conspicuous by his absence. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.